Good morning, brothers and sisters from Broadway and friends of Broadway. Today's lesson, I'd like to cover an area of Christian hope, because hope is the basis of all of our faith. And I'd like to look at that a little closer. And if you have any questions about the lesson today, do not hesitate to email me or give me a call. First question is, why is it so important about Christian hope? What is so important about Christian hope? If our future is not secured and satisfied by God, then we're going to be extremely anxious. This results either in paralyzing fear or in self-managed, greedy control for self. We end up thinking about ourselves, our future, our problems, and our potential. And that keeps us, in many instances, from loving as fully as we should. In other words, hope is the birthplace of Christian self-sacrificing love. Hope is the birthplace of Christian self-sacrificing love. That's because we just let God take care of us and aren't preoccupied with having to work to take care of ourselves. So it allows us to extend ourselves beyond ourselves because we know we're in the care of the Lord. We say, Lord, I just want to be there for other people tomorrow because you're going to be with me, there with me. If we don't have the hope that Christ is for us and with us, then we will be engaged in self-preservation and self-enhancement, trying to do it all ourselves for ourselves. But if we let ourselves be taken care of by God for the future, whether 5 minutes or 5 centuries from now, then we can be free to love others. Then God's glory will shine more clearly because that's how he becomes visible. When God satisfies us so deeply that we're free to love other people along with ourselves, then God becomes more manifest or whole. And that's what we all want above all else. What's the difference between Christian definition of hope and the way the world thinks of it? The word hope in ordinary English vocabulary is generally distinguished from certainty. Let me repeat that. The word hope in the English vocabulary is generally distinguished from certainty. We would say, I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope it happens, in the common vernacular. When you read the word hope in the Bible, however, such as set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, hope is not wishful thinking here. It's not, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I hope it happens. That's absolutely not what is meant by Christian hope. Christian hope is when God has promised that something is going to happen, and you put your trust in that promise of God. Christian hope is a confidence that sometimes will come to pass because God has promised it will come to pass. How do we build our hope in God? Remember, hope is a portion or a part of faith. Faith and hope, in my mind, are overlapping realities. Hope is faith in the future tense. So much of faith is about hope. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10 and 17. This implies that hope, like faith, is also strengthened by the word of God. Hope comes from reading his precious and very great promises and looking to Christ who purchased them. I would sum it up like this. One of the most important verses in scripture for me relative to hope is, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Now that the last part of hope producing, but it's grounded in the rock solid statement that God didn't spare his own son. So the essence of what we look to in the Bible to build our hope is, what has God, Christ done for me in my sinful condition that enables me to know, not hope, but know that I will not come into judgment and condemnation, and that all things are working together for my good. So reassuring. And the answer is that Christ died for me. Christ died for you. Christ died for all of humanity. Rose again for me and for you, and therefore all the promises of God are yes in him. So let's look away from the circumstances that confront us in many instances. Look to Christ. Look to the promises and hold fast to them. Remember, hope comes from the promises of God rooted in the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Dante's Inferno, there's said to be the sign over the gate to hell which reads, "Prior to entering here, abandon all hope and you will be able to pass." Of all the people who are living, the Christian is the only one who has true hope. Let me repeat that. Of all people who are living, the Christian is the only one who has true hope. Romans 15 and 4 says, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of scriptures, might have hope." Romans 15 and 13 says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." As we continue in this lesson, we're going to present and analyze the hope of the Christian. First order of business is to define hope. The dictionary defines hope as desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. According to Scripture, hope is an integral part of one's faith, Hebrews 11:1. Moffat's commentary says that, translate Hebrews 11:1, "Now faith means we are confident of what we hope for, convinced of what we do not see." Hope is linked with faith because faith is the ground of our hope, and hope is the object of our faith. As a matter of fact, it is a hope of eternal life, a hope of salvation, a hope laid up in heaven, a hope of resurrection from the dead. Acts 23:6, the hope of the gospel. One placed in him by baptism, hope is one placed in him by baptism. Those whom Christ is in, when one is baptized into Christ, he or she puts on Christ, Galatians 3:27. Christ lives in the Christian, Galatians 2:20. Then who can have this hope? Those who have been produced, 1 Peter 1 and 3. Those who are born of water and of the Spirit. Those who have been cleansed by the washing of regeneration. Who can have this hope? Those who are justified. One is justified by faith. One is justified by the blood of Jesus. One who contacts the blood of Jesus in baptism can have this hope. Those who have this hope must purify themselves, rejoice in their hope, and remain steadfast. Galatians 5 and 5 says, "For through the Spirit we eagerly await, by faith and by the righteousness for which we hope." We're to be righteous, have boldness of speech, ready to answer anyone regarding it, our hope. God has given the hope of eternal life to those who live faithfully in Jesus Christ. Oliver Goldsmith, the Irish writer and physician, who was the son of an Anglican minister, wrote, "Hope, like a gleaming taper's light, adorns and cheers our way. And still, as darker grows the night, hope emits a brighter day." We're never without hope, no matter how we may feel. We are never beyond the reach of God's grace and the touch. The hope of the fulfillment of the promises presented in the gospel include hope that is good, 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Hope that is blessed, hope that is living. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose noticeably clearer to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it in an oath. Hebrews 6:18-19 says, God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Now, why do we have this hope? Because God, who cannot lie, promised it. He's the God of hope. He confirmed it by oath. It was given through God's grace. And again, because of Jesus Christ, he is our hope. 1 Timothy 1:1. Because of his resurrection, we also have hope for the resurrection. Who can have this hope? Those who are in Christ. Then God uses us to pass this blessing on to others through encouraging words and expressions of faith and steadfast love of the Lord. We've been given this privilege of passing along to others this hope. We pass hope to others by telling them how much we love them and how special they are to us. By extension, as representatives of Christ on earth, by telling others how much they mean to us and how much we love them and how special they are to us, they see the light of Christ. We can project a positive future to others by giving them hope and encouragement for life's journey. In addition to his own blessing, God provides us with a spiritual family. Yes, other believers become like brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers. He uses these people to help us meet our needs by giving us hope. And let us use us today to touch someone else, to bring hope to an all too often hopeless world. Mark this. We are never without hope, no matter how we may feel. We are never beyond the reach of God's grace and the touch of his love, no matter how distant this may seem. Even when we're struggling, God brings people into our lives in divine encounters of his grace. Then God uses us to pass this blessing on to others by encouraging words and expressions of value. Remember, we have been given the privilege of passing hope on to others. We pass hope to others by telling them how much we love them and how special they are. We have the capacity to project a positive future to others by giving them hope and encouragement. In addition to his own blessing, God provides us with spiritual family. And that spiritual family is a support for us as we are for them. Let us never, ever give up hope. As we conclude this lesson, let me just share with you a prayer. Precious Lord, we pray that you continue to affirm your hope, grant us your peace, and keep you near to us until our next appointed time.